As the Standing Rock Sioux continue to protest the construction of the Dakota Access Pipeline in a watershed they consider sacred, another Native American nation is celebrating a win for its own holy lands. The federal government has now canceled 15 oil and gas leases on land the Blackfeet Nation reveres in the Badger Two Medicine area near scenic Glacier National Park in Montana. The move caps 2 years of intense negotiations among the Blackfeet, Secretary of Interior Sally Jewell, Montana Senator John Tester, and Devon Energy, which owned the leases but had never drilled. Tyson Running Wolf is Secretary of the Blackfeet Tribal Council and joins us now from Browning, Montana. Tyson, welcome to Living on Earth.
Thank you. Glad to be on with you guys.
Well, congratulations. Now, tell us about the Badger Two Medicine area and why it's important to the Blackfeet Nation.
The Badger Two Medicine is an area that's located just to the southwest of the Blackfeet Reservation and south of Glacier National Park. It covers about 168,000 acres and includes a lot of our cultural, spiritual areas for the Blackfeet people.
This is dramatic territory, right? It's pretty close to the Bob Marshall Wilderness.
Yeah, it's just to the north of the Bob Marshall Wilderness, and it is on the Rocky Mountain front and butts right up to the Continental Divide.
So this is territory with grizzly bears and amazing fish and all kinds of wildlife. I've been to the Bob Marshall. If it's anything like that, it's pretty wild.
Yeah, I would say that it's the Swiss Alps of the North American continent. It's so dramatic where the Great Plains meet the Rocky Mountains with beautiful blue lakes, nice green forests, and a vast cultural history of the Blackfeet people. It is unique, it's tough, it's steep, and it has some threatened and endangered species, and including the Blackfeet.
You mean your nation is endangered, huh?
Well, we always feel like it, so we always work really hard to try to preserve and protect us as Blackfeet people.
Now, why would development of those oil and gas leases have been damaging to the Blackfeet Nation and the area?
If there was oil and gas development that happened in there and there was a malfunction or something went wrong, it would compromise the Badger and the Two Medicine Rivers, two major drainages that we hold very dear to us that flows down and connects into the Missouri drainage, and also the Birch Creek system, which always seems to get left out, but Birch Creek is also a big part of that.
To what extent is this sacred land for the Blackfeet Nation?
This area is a lot of our spiritual area that we go for solitude. A lot of our people go there for different ceremonial purposes, also for gathering of medicines that we have back there, also for the relationship of animate and inanimate objects that are back there that we have passed down for generations upon generations of how we use them and what kind of relationship we have with them for the betterment of the Blackfeet people.
As I understand it, you and your fellow Blackfeet leaders consider these oil and gas leases to have been granted illegally back in 1982. Explain that for me, please.
We felt the leases were illegally let to individual leaseholders on oil and gas because they didn't consult the tribe. They didn't let us know what was going to happen back there. The federal government didn't follow their own process on how to involve the Blackfeet people on land that we still feel is owned by the Blackfeet themselves.
Tell me, how long has the Blackfeet Nation been on this land, do you think?
We have documented historical data that we've been here for 10,000 years or longer.
So eventually you got to sit at the table with what, the Secretary of Interior, your senator from Montana, John Tester, and the company that had owned these leases, Devon Energy. What was the key to getting this deal together once you got to the table?
The key was relationship, of understanding each other's reasons for protecting certain areas, of the rich cultural importance that the Blackfeet have in the area, and also with the Department of Interior and the U.S. Forest Service, knowing that it's a very special place, also with the hard work of John Tester and his connections.
Tyson Running Wolf, I understand there's still a couple of oil and gas leases in the Badger Two Medicine area. How much of a threat do those leases pose to the Blackfeet Nation and this land?
Yeah, them leases, there's 11,000 acres still out there held by two companies. It's just as important as the 32,000 acres that was just canceled. The whole 168,000 acres is still compromised with having them two leases available to lease.
So what's going on with getting those leases canceled? Who owns them and what are they saying?
I don't necessarily know who owns them. We've have people out there researching that right now. We want to get them names and numbers of who owns them two particular last leases, get them to the federal government, get them back to the Blackfeet Tribal Business Council, and start engaging in some positive dialogue so that we could try to make something happen to where we can get these leases canceled right away.
And of course, when leases are canceled, the folks get their money back and whatever extra fees they've paid.
Yeah, they'll be compensated.
What's next for the Blackfeet Nation's efforts to protect sacred lands, including the Badger 2 Medicine area?
Co-management of the Badger 2 Medicine. That's the next thing we're shooting for. We always push on Glacier National Park, which is to the north, and also the Forest Service, which houses and trusts the Badger 2 Medicine, that we would like to put back the two most important things on the landscape, and that's the buffalo and the Blackfeet. And we want to cooperatively work with both of them entities to make that happen. And any other management decisions, we want to be sitting at the table, and we also want to make sure that our people are right involved in the best interest of the tribe on what the direction of that landscape should be.
Because right now, much of the territory, especially, say, the Bob Marshall Wilderness, no one is allowed to live there, as I understand it.
That's correct.
And, of course, this was your ancestral lands.
That was our ancestral lands, yep.
And by the way, in Blackfeet, what's the name of Badger 2 Medicine Area? What do you call it in your language?
So you'd say Badger, which is Meeskim. Then you'd say 2 Medicine, which is Natuk Natus. So it's Meeskim Natuk Natus.
And the Blackfeet word for hope?
Hope. Well, the Blackfeet word for anything of hope or survival is Komotani.
Well, I trust this adds to the Komotani for the Blackfeet. Tyson Running Wolf is Secretary of the Blackfeet Nation. Thanks so much for taking the time with me today.
You bet you. Thank you.